Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie
and Alexa.
Oh, my goodness, we've got Alexa back with us. I love that. And Jeannie, we've been doing a number of personal testimonies,
right?
Which has gotten us a lot of response from people. And I think there's a kind of when you hear somebody else talk about coming to faith in Christ, that it's a real encouragement to our own faith. Kind of a bolstering of our faith to hear somebody else's story or their journey or what have you. And so, Jeannie, why don't you go ahead and talk to Alexa about that?
Well, first I want to mention that the people that we've interviewed over the past five times, as you listen to them, you see that everybody's life is different. They all have different backgrounds. They all have different circumstances. And, you know, some were raised in Christian homes. Some were raised with problems with, you know, drugs and alcohol in their background, or just really got into bad sin. So, I mean, as we listen to different people's testimony, we recognize that everybody has a different story. Mm-hmm. We all come to the Lord, you know, eventually in that place of intersection that we've been talking about. But everyone has a different story. So don't compare yourself to somebody else's story. It's your unique story. And as we go about to be a witness to other people, I often say, just share what God's done in your own life. And no one can argue with that. They might say they don't believe what you believe and all that, but they cannot argue with what you want to share, because it's your personal testimony.
Amen.
So Alexa is 19 years old, and she's visiting down from where she's going to college up north. She came down for my birthday and her mother's birthday. And so it's been a really eventful weekend, and I'm just so happy to have her with us. But I want to say, first of all, that through the years, I've watched you as a little girl give your life to the Lord. But now, as a young woman, I've seen such growth in your life, where you have your own personal relationship with Jesus. And like all of us, our relationship with God grows every year. And the more we learn, especially about His love, the more we trust Him and the more we yield ourselves over to Him. And then we get to look back and see all the things He does in our lives. So what, in your coming to know the Lord, and especially recently, what would you say is important to you? What have you seen in your life that makes a difference for you in your walk with God?
Well, we were talking about this before, but it was the one thing that kind of, like, sticks out to me is not that the stress is a lot less. It's because you can want things in life, you can have a plan for your life, but honestly, if you put God, if God's the one controlling your life, you don't really have as much of a say, and that's really relieving to me, because then it doesn't really matter of my hopes and dreams as much, because I know He has what's best, and so I kind of just have to let go, and that's pretty nice to let Him have the driver's seat and kind of go for it.
That's great. And yeah, you know more that He loves you, so it's a safe place to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like that old song, Jesus Take the Wheel. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'll, instead of me flying the plane, it's like, Jesus, I'll be the co-pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great.
Well, that whole song, I don't know, the Lauren Daigle song, The Trust in You, that's like the one I recommend, just of that, because she's pretty much saying, like, the first thing is, like, letting go of every dream and lay each one at your feet, you know? So she's just saying, like, I'm letting go of every hope that I have for me, because I know, I mean, they might come true, but if they're not aligned with your plan, then it's not what's supposed to happen, you know? It's not what's best for me.
It's not what's best for you. That's what I was waiting to hear.
That is a great song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only best for us, but so that our lives can also reflect some glory of God, you know, so that He gets the glory, He gets the credit.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so I know then in your life, you've seen afterwards, because all of us, when we're in the middle of a situation where we don't understand what's happening, and we don't know what's going to happen next, like you said, that song, I Trust in You, that's making a declaration to God that even though I don't know what's going to happen next, I'm going to trust You. And that's where God's peace comes in. But are there a couple situations that you've seen in the last couple of years where maybe you were initially freaked out about because you didn't know what was going to happen next, and you made a decision to trust God, and then you saw how He took care of you?
Well, yeah, when I had to leave my, because I'm living in my fourth place, when I had to leave my second apartment quickly and I had to find somewhere fast, I was just like crying and just that night just in my car. And but there was just like a wave of like almost peace, but more comfort knowing like really, because it was kind of shook me to realize you don't have control over your life. You don't have control over your decisions. And then I was kind of like, okay, well, I really have to let God handle this and see where I'm going to live next, because it's just too much. I don't have control over where I'm at right now. So I kind of have to put it into someone who does. So.
And what happened as a result of that?
I mean, it's not the people I'm living with now, because it was only a sublease, which means I took over someone's lease until it ended.
Yeah, but how wonderful was
that? Yeah, it was just three wonderful girls. And I mean, it wasn't permanent, but they did teach me like how great roommates can be. And I was really grateful for that experience. Yeah, so yeah.
And how did they conduct themselves as Christian college students different than the other ones?
Yeah,
I mean, what did you admire about their life?
Yeah, they just, I mean, even going downstairs and watching, she had a huge Bible, she was reading, and she, one of the girls invited me, she held Bible studies every Monday night, and huge, her boyfriend had a guitar, and we would all sing worship songs, and she was just gratitude. She made dinners for us, and they held gatherings for everyone. And she was in deep with conversations with me. She would ask about my faith and stuff. So it wasn't just like simple. And the decorations that they had, they kept like, you know, it wasn't just like we're Christians for the label. We're Christians because we actually want Him in our lives, and we want to devote ourselves to Him. And so that was really relieving to see. Because that's not what I was used to. So, yeah.
They were screaming and witnessed by the choices they were making living. And you're doing that now, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that point, I would think that was almost like going off to a conference or a retreat center for six weeks or something like that. And the Lord just comforted you and built you up and let you see this is what it can be to be hanging out with other Christian girls.
It was kind of just a taste of what He can give you, you know? So that was really nice.
What's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then also from there, the Lord brought the place you're at now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was even more stressful because I got turned down once, like this, like two girls I thought I was going to live with, and then she was like, we're gonna, and we were finding places, and then she just texted me one day, hey, we're not doing it anymore, and that tore me down. I was like freaking out because I only had a week left, and then the next day, the girl that I'm living with now, she contacted me out of the blue.
And you contacted her a long, long time ago.
It was through a website that I didn't even know I used, and it was just like this random website that was like, hey, you got a new message, and I was like, what in the world is this, and then she was just so sweet, and we hit it off, like, right away. So I was pretty grateful for that.
Got a year lease, and you're with her this whole time, and God just brought you not only a roommate, but a really good friend.
Yeah, a really good friend. We get along well.
God's timing is really the best, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm really encouraged listening to you, Alexa, for my own life.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the people listening today are feeling exactly the same way. You know, we've had, like I said, several testimonies, and we're going to do more, but we're relating this to Ephesians chapter 6, where it talks about putting on the whole armor of God, and in particular, we're talking about the gospel shoes. So not only have you put on the gospel shoes for yourself so that you can stand firm in Christ, but then what happens is the way you live for Christ then begins to affect other people's lives.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so you're walking in those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, let's pray. Father, thank you for today, and thank you for Alexa so much, Lord. I pray you continue your hand of blessing upon her. Holy Spirit, lead her and guide her. Speak to her, Lord, in ways that she will grow in you. And I also pray for those listening that they will also be encouraged in their faith and put on those gospel shoes. But we pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name. Everybody says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. We'll see you soon.